We welcome to the program longtime area farmer and member of the Jackson County. I think he's still on the committee, Jackson County Republican Committee. We'll call him a Republican operative. Hank Choate joins us today. Hank, I heard dairy farmers were dumping milk out, so I had to give you a call fast. What in the world's going on?
Well, Greg, thank you, and good morning. And yes, it is a nice, bright, sunny morning in Michigan and southern Jackson County. And so the situation that you've got going on is that the food service industry is, you might as well say, is basically shut down. And when you take a look at the consumption of the domestic dairy product being consumed, 48.2% of that dairy product is consumed through the food service industry, which includes schools, universities, hospitals, restaurants, convention centers, and hotels. We know the schools are closed down. The only ones that are really consuming anything, and it is a reduced volume, are restaurants that are doing curbside services and everything. And so that is making a very big dent in the volume of dairy products that are being consumed. The other thing that is complicating the whole thing is that raw dairy products that goes to a processing plant that may be servicing the food service industry has a different packaging than what is available for grocery stores and everything. And so that's one of the reasons why milk is being dumped, because of the volume of milk that is consumed through the food service industry. And then the reason why that may be translating into shortages, or why that may not be going to the grocery store or food banks and stuff like that, is because it's not processed into a package that is suitable for the grocery store or sending to the food banks.
Boy, that's troubling, isn't it, Hank, to say the least?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, it's troubling, because there is a definite, what I want to say, need for the dairy products to the consumer and everything. One of the things that I can say, and I'm proud to be part of an ag industry, is that many, many organizations are doing what they can to help make their products available that can be distributed through the food bank system and everything and so forth. Not only is that taking place across the entire U.S., but in Michigan, as a member of Michigan Milk Producers Association, we are in conjunction with Kroger's. Michigan Milk Producers Association is donating the milk. Kroger's are donating the processing, the bottling, and someone else is taking care of the distribution. And so there's 250 gallons of milk a day that is going to the food bank system to be spread across Michigan. And like I say, I can't be any prouder of my fellow farmers in regard to stepping up to the plate and making that something that can happen that will hopefully benefit those that are in need.
But it sounds like, Hank, no way that product can be repackaged to get on the, I guess, the normal market?
Well, so repackaging would require retooling of these processing plants and so forth. And retooling of a processing plant is costly, and so they might be able to maybe make some minor adjustments that allows for some things, but to handle the volume of milk that is being dumped or whatever, to be packaged into a form or that could be put on the grocery store shelf and so forth, would be expensive. And we're hoping that this doesn't last for a long, long time, and food service will open back up. So those entities would have to be retooling back to that process where they originally started. So it's very, very complicated, to say the least.
It sounds like schools are really a big part of this. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we know schools will not be opening up until next fall at the earliest. You do have food programs that are being offered through multiple schools and everything. but it's still not, what I'm going to say, meeting the volume of food that is consumed through the school system. And so, like I say, that shortfall right there is a very, very big factor in regard to the disruption of the food supply chain.
Hank, what about Michigan agriculture in general here? How are we handling this, and how has it been affected by this COVID?
Well, without a doubt, whether it's in Michigan or across the entire U.S., is that COVID-19 is having a major impact of disrupting agriculture. You hear where not only milk is not making it to the consumer, but the impact that you have at slaughter processing plants in regard to processing hogs, poultry, beef, and so forth. I was reading something to where I think 25% of the hog processing capacity is shut down because of varying reasons. Close to 17-18% of the poultry. And in regard to dairy, I can tell you is that the processing of dairy products is causing a backup. Product that is being processed that's not making it to the grocery store or to the consumer is trying to find a place to go into storage, and those storage places are becoming full. So unless we turn this around, the situation of disposed dairy product is probably going to increase, and that's sad.
Is the food chain really, is it threatened here, Hank?
Okay, so what I can tell you is it's my understanding is that the safety of the food that people are buying at the grocery store or wherever, it's my understanding that safety is not threatened. But what I can tell you is that due to the economic strain and stress that this is causing, it is going to create a negative economic impact that is not only going to be impacting producers, but it's going to be impacting the processors and everything right on down the line. So long story short, undoubtedly, in my mind, we are going to lose producers, whether they're dairy farmers, whether they're hog farmers, cattle farmers, even grain farmers. It's had a negative impact on their ability to meet cash flow and so forth. So farmers, producers, and processors, in my mind, we will have a reduction in all of agriculture that could translate into higher food costs to the consumer as we move out of this.
Are you getting help from the government?
So, yes, there is some assistance through various programs that is coming from the government. But as you take a look at those, it's very limited. And to be honest with you, we probably can't expect the government to help everybody to be whole because of the wide impact that they are having to give assistance to all industries and everything. So if we really want to see what I'm going to say, they talk about a V-shaped recovery versus a U-shaped recovery or a W, is that in order to make this recovery what I'm going to call a V-shape, is that we need, in my opinion, we need to establish safe protocol that allows whatever industry to start to open this back up, because that, in my mind, is what it's going to take to make this recovery rebound. And so, but yes, there is assistance there, but it's going to be the economy getting back to normal, somewhat normal, as quickly as possible. It's going to be the most meaningful in regard to whether it's the dairy industry, whether it's the farm industry, whether it's the airline, vacation, hotel or whatever, auto industry, getting us back to where we have productivity and money in the pockets of the consumer to purchase those. That's going to be the recovery that's going to be necessary.
Hank Choate with us. Hank, dairy was challenged even before this COVID, right? There was some
Absolutely.
Rough times.
Absolutely. Is that prior to COVID-19, we were entering our fifth year of economic downturn that was causing devastation within the dairy industry and the loss of a lot of dairy farms and so forth. Starting in September, October of 2019, there was starting to see a recovery in what I would call my pay price that allowed some producers to reach a point where they were having a margin that allowed them to cover their cost of production, maybe cover their depreciation, and also maybe start to replace some assets, some capital assets were basically worn out. And so this is just basically, as we moved into the February pricing, it wasn't too bad. But as we're moving into the months of May, June, and July, you're going to see a reduction of the value of the milk being produced by the dairy farmers of almost 40% of what it was when we had it in the month of January. And as I say, a lot of producers are already walking on eggshells in hopes to stay afloat, and this could be very, very devastating.
Any predictions, Hank, of what it looks like we are starting to come back, but it's going to be slow?
I would have to agree with that. And so I consider myself backyard barnyard educated, and so on. I deal on common sense and everything, and common sense tells me don't even try to make a prediction in regard to when this is going to turn around. All I can say is hopefully we can make a move that allows safe recovery of people going back to work and so forth, because safety and then of the workers, people in public, and getting our economy going again is going to be the best remedy for not only the, I'm going to say, the mental aspect of the consumer and everything, but the wellness of our country. So I'm not going to make a projection on it's going to be, say, July, August, September. All I can say is take the data that we've got, make adjustments, make assessments and where it's, what we're at, and let's move forward in a safe manner.
Well, keep up the great job you've been doing, Hank, for years for agriculture and Jackson County. It's appreciated. Good luck to you.
I thank you very much, and again, all I can say is that as a dairy farmer, as a farmer in America, I'm humbled that I'm of a profession that can help provide safe and affordable and nutritious food for our population. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Longtime area dairy farmer Hank Choate joining us.